After months of diplomatic efforts, a date has finally been set for an international meeting aimed at ending the violence in Syria. The second Geneva conference will be held in that city on the 22nd of January, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced on Monday. With Syria the biggest threat to international peace and security, Mr. Ban described the conference as a mission of hope. Addressing reporters in New York on Monday, the Secretary General said, at long last and for the first time, the Syrian government and opposition will be meeting at the negotiating table instead of the battlefield.
The Geneva Conference is a vehicle for a peaceful transition that fulfills the legitimate aspirations of all the Syrian people for freedom and dignity, and which guarantees safety and protection to all communities in Syria.
Mr. Ban pointed out that more than 100,000 Syrians have been killed and nearly 9 million others have fled their homeland since the crisis began nearly 3 years ago. He said the conference, also known as Geneva II, has a clear goal.
The full implementation of the Geneva Communique of June 30, 2012, including the establishment, based on mutual consent, of a transitional governing body with full executive powers, including over military and security entities.
Although the full list of conference participants is still being determined, Iran and Syria could be at the meeting, according to Lakhdar Brahimi, the joint special representative of the UN and the Arab League for Syria, who spoke to reporters in Geneva. He was asked if the opposition in Syria will be represented by the Syrian National Coalition, the main opposition alliance.
What I confirm is that the National Coalition will play a very important role in forming the delegation, but I have always said that the delegation has to be credible and representative as possible. Not all the people who want to come to Geneva will be able to come. But they should know that this is not an event, this is a process. And in this process, I'm sure that everybody who wants to participate in rebuilding what I call the new Republic of Syria will be able to do so in the course of the process.
With about 8 weeks to go until Geneva II, the UN Secretary General urged countries to take steps to ensure its success. Ban Ki-moon also restated that an inclusive Syrian-led political process is the only way to stem the violence and suffering.
The war in Syria remains the world's biggest threat to international peace and security. It would be unforgivable not to seize this opportunity to bring an end to the suffering and destruction it has caused.
The Secretary General also expressed thanks to Mr. Brahimi and the governments of the Russian Federation, the United States, and other countries which have worked to bring about the conference. Diane Penn, United Nations.